You're listening to SBS News.
Vikram Dave and Anita Sarkar have been busy setting up a business that ships eco-friendly products to online retailers across Australia and the world. When Small Business Secrets visited the couple, who are parents to three young children, they were sitting at their dining table. They were sorting through a pile of brightly coloured postage packages. But they're not ordinary soft covers. These Hero Packs break down in the compost bin.
Hero Packs are made from a mixture of renewable ingredients, about 30%, which is derived from corn and is converted into cornstarch. When you do chop them up and put them in your home compost, they do break down with no toxic residue in under 120 days.
The COVID pandemic brought about a surge in online ordering of goods around the world. That means a rise in plastic packaging to protect those orders when they're posted. Less than 14% of the 86 million tons of plastic packaging produced globally is recycled. The vast majority is sent to landfill, is incinerated, or ends up in waterways. David Ritter is the CEO of Greenpeace Australia Pacific. He says the global take-up of face masks has also had a huge impact on the environment when not disposed of properly. More than 52 billion single-use face masks were produced annually during the pandemic. 1.6 billion entered our oceans.
Masks are made of a variety of plastics, including polypropylene, polyethylene, and vinyl that take hundreds of years to break down. They're a danger to marine life that can become tangled in those masks, or they're a danger to marine life that may mistake those masks for food.
Australians discarded roughly 2.5 million tons of plastic packaging a year. Of that, 130,000 tons escaped into our marine environment. To help reduce that burden, more than a million Australians are expected to lend a hand on Clean Up Australia Day, with pandemic waste a major focus. Clean Up Australia Chair Pip Kiernan says our new pandemic habits have not been kind on the environment. Her organisation will be asking volunteers to take on one extra task as they pick up plastic rubbish.
And this year we're really focusing on pandemic waste and asking Australians to come together and help us not only collect the many masks that they will find in their efforts, but to also count them and share that with us.
The United Nations just voted to create an intergovernmental committee to negotiate and finalise a legally binding plastics treaty by 2024. Supporters describe the commitment as the most important environmental decision taken by the UN in years. Meanwhile in Sydney, Vikram Dave says he and his wife are trying to raise $1.5 million to expand their business in the United States.
We have over 40,000 customers globally at the moment, and we just opened our warehouse in the US and we're trying to expand that market as well.
They're both children of Indian migrants and donate to several charities supporting Indigenous and environmental causes. For Anita, the risks of starting her own profit-for-purpose business have paid off, and not just financially.
Our main goal is to completely eliminate plastic in business, and specifically in e-commerce.
She says the business means she and her husband can work together and be there for their children, while doing something that's good for the planet. Tysock Husey, SBS News.